From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It's been 1 week since a massive earthquake killed more than 30,000 people in the ancient Iranian city of Bam. Relief workers are still struggling to help the many people in need of food, housing, and medical care. Unlike recent days when a few survivors were pulled from the rubble, today no one was rescued alive. And with most of their homes destroyed, residents continue to leave the city. NPR's Lawrence Sheets was in Bam today, and he filed this report.
To ward off the spread of disease, workers from the Iranian Red Crescent pass out surgical masks to visitors arriving in Bam. The quake has turned neighborhoods lining the main road from the city airport into a virtual moonscape of mud bricks and debris. Relief officials say most of the dead have now been buried, but aid workers like these from Algeria say they are still digging some bodies from the rubble.
I asked him, you know, that how many? 16 bodies they have found today. 16 bodies they have found today.
Aid workers say their focus has now shifted toward providing shelter, food, and clean water for those residents who want to stay in Bam. But people continue to stream out of Bam in droves, heading to nearby cities to stay with relatives, rather than live in donated tents. The temperatures drop below freezing every night here now. 28-year-old truck driver Hadi was away from Bam when the earthquake struck. He returned to find several of his family members buried in the rubble of his home.
He said his mother and the uncle, aunt and the niece.
The back of Hadi's truck was piled high with dirty carpets, a dented refrigerator, and a mangled wheelbarrow salvaged from his collapsed home. Like many here, Hadi somehow managed a smile, despite the tragedy this 2,000-year-old city has experienced. Amid the leafy date palms of Bam's central avenues, now lined with makeshift tents and rubble, clergy have tried to lift the spirits of local relief volunteers with enormous banners bearing exhortations from the Quran.
This is a part from Quran. If you help the people, the victorious will come to you. Oh, my dear brother, don't be tired. Take care of yourself. Something like that. Some of you know that giving moral to the passage of the people which are working here.
There is a team of Americans among the foreign relief workers here, the first U.S. relief group to be in Iran since the 1979 revolution. Peter Morris is deputy leader of the U.S. relief team. He says his group has gotten an excellent reception.
People have been wonderfully hospitable. People come up to us on the street and said, oh, American, you know, you're welcome, welcome, thank you so much. So it's been very warm. We stopped at an orphanage to check the building and see what was going on, and people wanted us to stay to eat. We didn't have time, so we excused ourselves, but then they came and offered us water. So it's been a very warm reception.
Iranian officials have thanked the U.S. for its humanitarian assistance, but they've offered varying evaluations as to what broader effect the cooperation might have. Some reformers have suggested a thaw in relations might be on the horizon, but others have said the U.S. aid for Bam will not greatly alter the frosty relationship between Tehran and Washington. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Bam, Iran.